Feel For You, produced by Arif Mardin, a master at coaxing great vocal performances. Dusty, Aretha, the Gibb Brothers, and Chaka Khan, now working in a decade where technology was becoming more and more powerful. In fact, just before the success of I Feel For You, another of Arif's productions was pushing all the right buttons. Heavy on drum and Fairlight programming, Skritti Palitti had a major hit on their hands with Would-Be's Pray Like Aretha Franklin. Skritti Palitti. Now, Steve Levine's reputation as a record producer was made with new bands and his pioneering use of the latest digital technology. And for a veteran producer like Arif, how much of a learning process did he have to go through?
What Arif did, which was very, very clever, was that he used a couple of great keyboard programmers like David Gamson, for example, who had really got to grips with that technology. That's a great combination. We've got the two minds working on the job. You've got the arranger saying, this is how I want it to go. And then you've got the guy going, well, I can do it like this. What do you think? And I think that's really prevalent on all the Skritti Palitti things, where David Gamson built up this incredible way of working. Those records are absolutely mathematically tight. Drums and bass absolutely locked solid together.
Over which you can lay pretty much anything, including Green's vocals.
Exactly. And the other great thing that happened then was, for the first time, we had an abundance of tracks available. We'd gone from 24-track up to 48-track. This method of working with the vocals, what we call vocal comping, really came to prevalence. The singer will sing maybe half a dozen takes of the lead vocal. The producer and the engineer will then, bit by bit, go through the various takes, decide which lines they like from which take, and then assemble those into a new master take. Previously, one had to make a definite decision and punch into record on that track. It was a once-only solution. If you made a mistake, you erased something, or the performer didn't get the take absolutely correct, that was it, you had to start again. One of the advantages of using the comping method is that you never really lost anything. And of course, you could get to very, very fine editing. And of course, with technology that's available today, the editing is so fine and precise, you can get down to single words, even phrases and syllables can be edited from one take to the other. So you end up with this vocal performance, which is the very, very best bits that the singer came up with, plus maybe some bits they didn't think of.